And we are going to continue by talking about an exciting event that is coming up and coming back to the area for the first time in a while. After nearly 3 years, Pop-Up Chorus is back in the area. Going to be in a different location December 19th. You can head up to the Pinhook in Durham at 7 p.m. for a holiday sing-along featuring All I Want for Christmas Is You, John Lennon's Imagine as well, a couple other songs as well. Thepinhook.com is the website for tickets and more information. We are joined right now by the two people who are going to be conducting this event on the 19th. Carter Hodge, you know them from Dissimilar South, among other things, and Kayla Richardson Pichet. Thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Happy to be here.
So Pop-Up Chorus is coming back. Tell us about how excited you are about bringing it back after 3 years for
extremely
the first time.
Extremely excited, I think, right?
Yeah, I think it seemed like...
No, not really. We're just,
whatever.
Yeah, it's cool, I guess.
Yeah, I think that we're super excited, and it was one of the, hardest things to envision doing and coming back from the pandemic, and we managed to come up with, a crazy online version of it in, the depths of 2020, and this is our first in-person event back since then. So we're super excited to get everybody together and have a new location, this will be our first times co-conducting just by ourselves.
So it's
going to be a new feeling, and we're really excited about it.
What has been your role before, in previous ones?
So I joined the team in 2020 and 2021 when we did the virtual events. We helped lead the sing-alongs with Alan Friedman, who's still going to be involved with Pop-Up Chorus in different ways. He's busy with the Duke Chorale and doing a lot of other choral things locally, so he'll be helping out in other ways. He's and doing private events and things like that, but we're going to be taking on this live event, and I'm really excited to do it with Carter.
Kayla's also been the resident Mariah Carey for the last few
years. Oh,
yeah. She just will get up on stage and sing those runs for everybody.
Yeah, I have done that in the past.
Yeah, and I've accompanied for a long time playing guitar and working on harmonies and stuff. And then we've actually both played with Pop-Up Chorus as part of the ukulele ensemble in college. So
I've been attending since I was a teenager, before I was ever involved on this level.
Yeah, how long have these been going on?
2014.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, it's been that long.
And Carter, it's a family affair for you because your mom Lauren still does have a lot of organizational involvement, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this is my mom Lauren Hodges' company, and I've always been involved a little bit, and we've just realized that Kayla and I have the skills and time and capacity to try and do it ourselves. So yeah, we're going to be leading everyone in those songs on Monday.
What's the, for people who have never been there before, and again, we're talking about Pop-Up Chorus, which is back after 3 years, so a lot of folks are going to get their first chance in a while or ever to go join in. What's the experience like?
Yeah, we're going to come prepared, a little familiar with the songs. We're doing three songs, White Winter Hymnal by Fleet Foxes, All I Want for Christmas Is You, classic, and Imagine by John Lennon. So you're going to come in, and we're going to be up on stage. We're going to have a impromptu choir of 100 people, of people who think of themselves as singers and people who maybe don't think of themselves as singers, shower divas, etc. We're all going to gather together. Kayla and I will lead the songs. We'll play them live, and then we're going to teach some parts. We're going to teach some harmonies. We're going to work out some, instrument lines and stuff, and we'll bring that arrangement to the chorus. People will learn it, and then we will sing those songs together and kind of make a little performance. It's also going to be available virtually. There'll be virtual tickets that you can buy through the Pinhook, and that way people can participate from home who aren't comfortable coming out, or even from different places. We have people who engaged from England and Australia in 2020, so it'd be cool to bring those people in as well.
Nice.
But we'll just be singing and learning arrangements together.
How did you choose the songs?
Well, All I Want for Christmas Is You has been a bit of a tradition.
That's standard.
Yeah.
Right. really, the question there is, how did you choose the other two songs?
I think we wanted something that was a little bit interesting and a little indie rock. And so we chose that Fleet Foxes song because it's really rich and layered with harmonies in the original recording. And I think that kind of might work really well with the choir and become sort of a wall of sound. But it's also one that you have to go out and listen to it, come with some familiarity. And we're going to really work that song specifically because it's the most complicated and the most probably like not familiar out of the three.
I think it's going to be really rewarding. It's something that you can learn easily. It's a pretty repetitive song, but once you sort of get the harmonies going, it has a big payoff.
Yeah, it's going to be like a wall of layered sound.
Nice. Yeah. And imagine.
I think we just wanted something that felt like, you know,
something we all know and
something that was like unifying and we can just like sing together, and it's not specifically like anything about the holidays. It's just sort of like a song.
The joy of singing together.
Yeah.
I also like the idea of reimagining Imagine as a holiday song, right? Because it kind of is.
Right. It sort of gets lumped in like my favorite thing from the Sound of Music. And I don't really
also
know.
Also, not a holiday song at all.
Nothing
like,
to
I guess
with
it has
Christmas.
Like snow in it, maybe.
And
does
like,
it have that in my favorite
bright
thing?
Paper packages and something something ribbons. Yeah.
But
so
I think
it's
what
in
it is
there.
Is just, it's just joy, right? And just like togetherness, and I think that's a sort of a holiday thing when you're coming together with family and friends, just remembering the good things.
Yeah, nice. In the midst of the incredible darkness
of winter.
Of winter. Yeah, we're missing the sun.
Yeah. I'm still trying to reclassify This Year by the Mountain Goats as a holiday song, because it's all about, like, I'm going to make it to the end of the year, right?
I love that as, like, a New Year's song.
Right? Yeah.
That'd be a great pop-up song.
That's my favorite. All right, we're speaking with Carter Hodge and Kayla Richardson-Pichet, the pop-up chorus. The next one is Saturday, December 19th, 7 p.m. at the Pinhook in Durham, all three of those songs, and no background or experience necessary. I've been to
these.
Like, I don't have a fantastic voice, and other people in the room had even worse voices than me, and it sounds great. Like, 100 people together, like, all singing, it always
every
ends up sounding fantastic.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we don't really believe there are, like, bad voices or bad singers. Like, everyone sings, and everyone should sing.
Everyone's in there,
and everyone's welcome, for sure.
Untrained, that's the word I'm looking for.
Exactly. or less refined.
Shower divas, I like that.
Shower divas.
That's awesome. Anything else that folks should know going in?
It's definitely kid-friendly, so bring your kids. It's a family-friendly event. Bring your neighbors, bring anyone. And it's on Monday, December 19th.
Why do I have Saturday written down?
I don't know.
I've been off with days all month. I don't know why.
Yeah. It's just, I think it's the sun being only here for 5 hours. It affects your mental.
Or COVID. Like
COVID,
the year just happened, and just like time has no meaning anymore.
That's right.
Monday, December 19th.
Monday, December 19th.
Much more sense.
Yes. Yeah, and we've done a lot of ticket pre-sales, and it's not a huge venue. So if you want to come, you should make sure to get your ticket online.
Awesome. Again, thepinhook.com is the website for tickets and more info. Anything else that folks need to know about the event?
No, I think that's it. We're really excited to see anyone out there.
Nice. Monday, December 19th, 7 p.m. at the Pinhook in Durham. It's going to be a great event. Always is. And you can join virtually as well. So if you can or would prefer not to make it out in person, you can do it that way as well. Carter, Kayla, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.